I'm Marcel Pertuta, Sports Inquirer, here with Kennesaw State Volleyball Head Coach Keith Schunzel. Let's go over last weekend, October 31st, 3-2 win over Jacksonville. Team had 105 digs and really ended up with 21 kills. Sounds like a long and grueling matchup with some long rallies.
It was a fun match. It was a long match. It was a real grinder. We honestly had not played well against Jacksonville since I've been the head coach here. So this was our fourth match, and they were obviously very good last year, winning the league. But that was encouraging because I wanted to play well against them, and we did. We played well, and we found a way to win, and we had a bunch of performances that night. Torrey Hopkins stepped in and played outside and had 18 or 19 kills, and Kat Morton played outstanding, and Christy set a really good ball and had a bunch of kills, and I felt good about how we came out that night.
Yeah, and in Rhea, so with 21 kills, a game high, have you just seen her role increase with the team as the season's gone along?
Yeah, it has. You know, early on we had her on the right side, and she wasn't playing real well, and Anaya Boyer kind of ended up taking that spot. And then Rhea came in to me and said, "Coach, I'm going to win a spot back," and I said, "Do it." And it ended up being on the left side, and she's just been an unbelievable part of this team. Her energy and the effort she gives, and just how she approaches coming in every day and training hard and being positive, and she's been a huge piece of what we've done this year. And I'm glad that she has, because this is why she came here. This is why she wanted to play Division I volleyball, to make an impact. And she's gotten so much better in this past year. And I'm glad she's having the senior season that she is.
Right. And the next day, unfortunately, on November 1st, you dropped that match in North Florida 3-2. Up 2-1 and just couldn't close it out. What have you told the players about that matchup as you prepare for this weekend's upcoming contest?
That was a tough one because we got blown out in the first. North Florida played really well, hit 600, which is almost impossible to do in volleyball. And then we played pretty decent in sets 2 and 3, and suddenly we're up 2-1. And that was 20-20 in the fourth, and we just couldn't beat them to 5 points. We made a couple errors, we got blocked, and we got aced. And that looking back on it, I think was that's a tough one for us, because had we won that match, we would have been tied for third place. But saying that, we're only one match away from, you know, there's the group of five of us that are all at 5-5 or 4-6. So we're all right there. And going into this weekend, you know, you learn from not sealing the deal. And we talked about it, and we made sure that our team understood, you know, how important these matches were. But at the same time, you can't do anything different. You just got to play hard, and you got to play point by point. And we had a really good week in the gym this week. And you don't want to, just because it's bigger matches from a win-loss standpoint, you don't want to change how you play or what you do, because then you'll get in your own head and do some uncharacteristic things.
How are they handling, right? I said you're top 16s make it. You're in that big group between 3 and 7 and 8. Yeah, how's the team handling that? How are you mentally getting them ready for the grind of the next four matches?
Yeah, we had two of the better days that we've had the last 2 days of training. So I feel good. I feel good. You know, it's obviously tough to go on the road, but this team in a way has played better on the road this year than at home. At home with a young team, there tends to be pressure and friends and family, and you're going to all your classes, so it's more distraction. On the road, you get away from it, and you can really be focused and kind of have a us against the world mentality. And we played well on the road for the most part this year. You know, early we went to Belmont in front of a huge crowd and beat them. We went to Chattanooga, who's a good team, and beat them on the road. We went to upstate and won a grinder 5-set match. So, you know, I feel like we're going to be ready to go on the road. And that's going to come down to a few points here and there, just like it did in some other matches last weekend.
Yeah, how's that? It's the Northern Florida swing with Gulf Coast and then the Stetson. What are some things that they're going to present against you that you're going to have to prepare for?
Yeah, they're two really different teams. Gulf Coast has really big arms. They're very experienced, but their ball control lacks at times. So you got to do a good job serving it, and you got to be physical at the net and slow them down. You got to put a good block in front of them. Stetson's just a real, awkward maybe isn't the best word, but they're a different kind of team. They have a nice right side. They do some different things that you just don't see. Their left sides are real. It's a different team to play against. And Florida Gulf Coast is more of a traditional, they set the ball a normal tempo, they hit it really hard, and you got to stop them. Whereas Stetson will throw some different looks at you and some different things, and sometimes they'll get a little out of control, scrappy, but a lot of times it works to their advantage. And so against Stetson, I think the challenge is you got to figure out how to play clean and how not to make a ton of errors and how to be pretty consistent on your side, even though they're doing some different things on their side.
Okay.